USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has canceled next Thursday's second presidential debate. The commission made the decision yesterday to make it a virtual debate, something President Trump said he wasn't interested in participating in. Now in a statement, the commission says it's turning its full attention to the final debate scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Hurricane Delta continues to move ashore, dropping several inches of rain and bringing tropical storm force winds to Louisiana and parts of Texas. Thousands remain without power as the storm slowly moves ashore. The high winds are also pushing dangerous storm surges ashore, with some areas already reporting surges of up to 7 feet. The storm is expected to continue to batter Louisiana until after midnight tonight. After that, the system is expected to move across into northern Mississippi and then into the Tennessee Valley later this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get 2 MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The president is making good on his promise to hit the pavement. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
President Trump will hold his first rally since his COVID diagnosis on Monday in Central Florida. The event to be held at the Sanford Orlando International Airport at 7 p.m. The Trump campaign said all attendees will be given a temperature check, masks, which they're encouraged to wear, and access to hand sanitizer. The president was scheduled to hold that rally originally last Friday, but the event was postponed after he tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st. For USA Radio, I'm Val Dior.
A new Gallup poll says that a majority of voters believe themselves to be better off now than they were in 2016. The survey found that 56% of registered voters polled said they were better off now, with just 32% saying they're worse. That compares favorably to previous polls for presidents seeking re-election. 45% of voters asked the same question in 2012 say they were better off than they were in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett are scheduled to begin Monday morning. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn told C-SPAN about the process of holding a hearing of that magnitude in the middle of the pandemic.
We have had 125 hybrid hearings in the Senate since this took place. 21 of those have been at Judiciary Committee. That is the model, the hybrid model, is what we will use for the hearings next week. They begin on Monday. They will finish on Thursday. We will then begin the process of voting her from committee, and we will take the final vote to move her to the floor for consideration on the 22nd, and then a few days later, you're going to have the vote to confirm her to the court. It will be done the last week of October.
Stocks rebounded on Friday to post their best weekly gain since August. The Dow Jones closed up 161 points to add more than 0.5%. The S&P 500 rose just under 1%, and the NASDAQ gained 1.4%. Investors remain hopeful that another stimulus package could be on the way after President Trump extended a counteroffer to House Democrats for a $1.8 trillion stimulus deal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have resumed their negotiations over the deal with the new offer on the table. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.